The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better, with you. My life, it's better, with you. This is true, it's better, with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Well, welcome to the party, everybody, get up! It's time to slam now. We
pass
got my brother,
me.
My
pass
brother, and me going now. Waking to the safe jam. It's
now,
your chance.
Put it in the hoop now. Don't touch the backboard. Just put it in the hoop.
I'm
now.
Justin. One of them's Travis. One of them's Griffin. Listen, here's the thing. Yeah, big dog.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, Space Jam did come out a week ago. As the crow flies, as we're recording this a week ago. And we fucked up because we accidentally did a whole episode about fucking Les Mis parties.
Yeah.
And then I got off the call. And as I was getting off the call, I was like, oh my God.
We talked about space and not jam.
We talked about it. We were so close because of fucking Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Fucking Geoffrey distracted Bezos. Us. Like he always does, distracted us from the important issues of Space Jam.
Let's actually start there, if I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the new film, Space Jam, A New Legacy, which Griffin and I have enjoyed it.
I have not.
And Travis has not partaken, yet. I want to say one thing up front, and this is not part of talking about it, but like,
We haven't started talking about it
yet. This is the preamble. This is the hors d'oeuvres to the conversation about why is it called Space Jam?
Because they can't.
Space ain't in it at all.
Not in this one. Space was in the first one, if you remember.
Isn't there cyberspace in it?
Now, Cyberspace Jam would have been a much better name for the film.
Cyberspace Jam is actually a fucking great name because cyberspace is in it.
Okay.
Travis, I'm just going to tell, Griffin and I are going to be telling you wild shit about this movie.
Okay.
And I don't want to try to, what you had pitched is like we would make things up. I don't even think. I have the game. Are you ready for the game?
Here's the game. Okay. Justin, tell us the game.
Griffin and I are going to tell you wild shit about Space Jam and New Legacy.
Okay.
But each wild thing we tell each other has to top the wildness of the previous thing.
Okay.
So if we go deep in the paint too early, and Travis, if the other one can't come up with a wild thing that tops the previous wild thing, then we start a new round, and you're the judge, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay,
so try and start low, Juice, because there's a lot. Don't come at it with a hot one.
Here's what we'll do. Here's how we make it fair, right? Justin, well, whoever goes first, right, has to, if the other person can't top theirs, top their own. To show that it could have been topped.
I see. That's good, Travis.
Okay, that's
really spelling,
good.
Spelling bee rules.
Exactly.
Yes.
We should also say that, like,
spoilers, I guess.
Yeah, obviously. Sure. And also, we're in the industry now, so, like, everybody worked really hard on this movie.
Yeah, Michael Jordan is in it, but not that Michael Jordan.
What?
It's a great gag. I almost feel like this is the only spoilable thing about the film. So, like, we did warn you at the top.
We warned you at the top. It's a fucking great gag. Honestly.
Is it like Michael B. Jordan or something?
Yeah, bud. It's Michael B. Jordan. It's so fucking funny.
Oh, jeez.
Except for it does kind of lean into, like, some unsettling things about the Looney Tunes' perception of human beings.
Yeah.
Because they do think it is the Michael Jordan that they are dear friends with.
Yeah, and spend a fuck ton of time with.
There's a codicil there where Sylvester says it has been 25 years, which then made me feel like a mummy.
Yeah.
Made me feel like an old decrepit mummy.
Okay, Griffin. Yeah, Griffin, can you beat that?
There's a Matrix parody in which men shoot at Speedy Gonzalez with deadly guns, weaponry.
Huh.
They shoot
at realistic guns?
bullets. I mean, it's essentially a clip from The Matrix, but they did put... you know what, Juice? Speed round? That whole sequence? Let's just ping pong it back and forth. I take back my Speedy Gonzales being shot at because that is par for the course for the Looney Tunes. I am going to say, Travis, there is a good... long chunk of Austin Powers in the
Travis. There's like a good bit of Austin Powers in this one.
This is the most Austin
Powers has been in the movie for about 20 years, and it's in Space Jam because they go into like do a scene of that. They do a scene where they're in Austin Powers. Trav. That okay, so that was Griffin. Mine is they do a scene in the Mad Max.
What?
Mad Max Fury Road. Where LeBron and fucking Bugs are
huffing paint and fucking chasing Valhalla?
Yeah, literally. Wile E. Coyote has a sign in his hand that says, witness me.
And listen, Christ. I saw a lot of haters out there saying, wow, what a fucking cash in sellout.
The best.
It's good. That's good stuff.
It's so good. It's so good.
That's good that that happened. It's not bad that that happened. It's actually good.
And I would say loony.
Griffin, top that.
God, I mean, okay. We could even start with John Cheadle is a Cyberman who steals LeBron James's son and takes him to teach him that it's okay he's not good at basketball and that it's okay to be good at video games.
Yeah, that's a great lesson.
But it turns because then LeBron James's son is like, I don't care if this leads to the destruction of mankind. Uh-huh. I'm going to beat my dad at cyber basketball.
Ah, so we're in a hook situation is what you're
exactly,
saying.
Exactly.
It's a hook situation.
Does that top... Now, Travis, I have a question, though. Was Griffin's thing an escalation or do I get a point?
Well, I'm going to say Justin gets a point because the only way it would have been an escalation is if it was John Cheadle as Don Cheadle doing this.
His name is Algae Rhythm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We've discussed this. We can't pretend like that's news to us. We've discussed it on the show.
Next round, you start off.
Yeah, I start off. Okay. There's a rap battle with Porky Pig and Algae Rhythm. I say a rap battle. It's pretty one-sided. I don't think Algae Rhythm ever gets a hand on the ball.
Yeah, it's weird. They have a rap battle where Algae Rhythm does not participate.
Does not rap.
He gets so wrecked by Porky Pig.
But is Porky Pig in a hoodie?
Probably, but he comes at it with, you expect him to be like the, and like come at it with some like real rap god energy.
Yeah.
Just some real Twista energy. But it's very, he raps very slow and bad.
That
and
makes me mad.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. I was actually kind of getting pumped up because I felt like it would actually be kind of fun to watch Porky Pig absolutely destroy in a rap battle.
I'm gonna go and then I'm gonna get it and then I'm
right,
gonna
right. That's what I'm saying. Everybody can bust rhymes.
People act like he does, but he don't.
But it sucks shit.
It sucks shit. They even do the like, you know, the meme where the guy's like kind of reacting to the rap battle, and it's that one where he's like running across the screen with a, you know, if you saw it. But they're acting like it's a very big win when it is actually just like about as good as Porky Pig, I would think, would do a rap. You know what I mean?
What they should have done, and I haven't seen it, but maybe this does happen, they should have instead had it be like a King's Speech thing where someone teaches Porky Pig not to stutter.
I think that's the whole movie?
Yeah, that would have been way more exciting to me.
Okay, I got one. As long as we're keeping a little mile here. LeBron, the story is about LeBron as a father, and he does have kids in it.
Uh-huh.
But they're not his kids.
Oh,
they're made up kids that are based on his kids.
LeBron James has actual kids in real life.
Yes.
They did not cast those kids.
No, not only did they not cast those kids, the names have been changed to fictional kids does not have.
I see. That's pretty weird, but I'm going to say give Griffin that point.
Okay.
Because that's not super wild to me because I don't know if I got a chance to invent better versions of my kids. Not that my kids aren't great.
Yeah.
I take it. I give him wings.
I can understand the reasoning behind it. It is a wild thing, though. Griffin, you got any other ones just bumping around your head?
Oh, God.
I'll just drop one then because I feel like the pace. Let's do just like lightning round. It doesn't even have to top. It's just like whoever can't come up with a wild thing. Here's one, Trav. Hey, Trav.
Yeah?
Here's one.
Yeah?
When LeBron and the Looney Tunes are playing in basketball, they are being watched by Voldemort and the Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Wait, what?
Oh, okay. And I'm going to take it one up top. Well, I'm gonna one up.
No,
that
wait!
One.
You can't just say that.
No, it's true. No, they're Travis, in the audience.
And while they're playing basketball, they are also being watched by the fucking dudes from Clockwork Orange. Also in it.
They are watching it,
and they're like, "We love basketball." And it's like, I don't remember. I've never seen the Clockwork Orange film, but I do believe those gentlemen are quite rotten. It's watching videos though.
I seem to vaguely recall that.
Yeah, but in the stands, in the audience, because the premise is like that it's inside the servers of all of Warner Brothers, All their IP gets to come watch them play basketball.
So okay, Voldemort, a thinly veiled reference to like white supremacy and Nazism, is like, I would like to watch the basketball.
Voldemort's there, the Joker.
Call me Voldemort.
The serious murder Joker and not the fun Joker.
They could have had fun Joker in there.
But they do have fun Penguin. How about that? They have Burgess Meredith's Penguin.
Fuck yeah.
But not Danny DeVito.
Well, that would have been absolutely... Now, Travis, that would have been even too wild for Space Jam.
Yeah.
If that fish-sucking monster had been there in the stands watching them get wild. Fuck this fucking
Let's
movie,
Let's talk
guys.
About the Goon Squad.
Yeah.
So the Goon Squad is based on scans of actual players in the NBA and WNBA.
Like the Monstars.
And, but they've been blended with other things. Like there's a snake woman and a spider person and a guy who can turn into water and also fire. And so they set all this up like, oh, this kid scanned these players with his phone and now they've got superpowers and that's the team. And then about halfway through the game, Don Cheadle's like, but check out my time traveling robot that's also on the team. And it's like, get ready for Kronos, the basketball player who can freeze time. It's like, I thought everybody was based on actual players that had special
It's like a step behind a hat on a hat where it's like, I'm wearing a hat and I built a hat store on top of it.
Yes. And imagine Travis in Space Jam 1 if Swaghammer, the big alien meme boss, was like, this game's not going the way I want. I'm going to eat some basketball power to get huge too. Because the algae rhythm does that. And he's like, fuck this. I'm playing now. And you get to see a huge, muscly, just ripped Don Cheadle.
Well, I'm into that. But you know that I understand that they play fast and loose with the rules in these games, but that can't be allowed.
Oh, don't worry about it. Rules have gone completely out the fucking window. The game at the end of Space Jam 2 is a disgrace to basketball.
It's not. It's embarrassing. It's like the scene in Mighty Ducks when the ducks get so funny and he's like, that was actually too funny.
Yeah.
And I'm
back to being Gordon Bombay, the lawyer now, and I'm mad again.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm mad at you guys.
Juice, I just did a few. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. I got one for you, Trav. Okay. I got one for you. I should have mentioned that the Night King from Game of Thrones is also watching him play basketball.
Huh.
They're having fun. Yeah, he's killed a lot of people.
They
have a lot of murderers in there, huh?
Yeah, there's like a lot of fun. The internet says that Danny DeVito's Penguin is actually in the
I think I did see him.
Very so that Penguin too.
Okay.
But it's not Danny DeVito playing. It's like, you know,
obviously not Griffin. You probably didn't need to say that.
It's Manny Belvita is playing.
Manny Belvita is what you get when you do like a fly experiment and accidentally cross Danny DeVito with a breakfast cookie.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Iron Giant's in it. Okay. Which is wild because he was also in the other one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. They couldn't. Is Vin Diesel in it as a. No, that's Universal, isn't it?
Listen. This is my biggest one. The Monstars are in it, but in their small, supplicant alien forms.
Is William Murray in it?
No,
he's
neither
not.
Neither is, but I mean, more importantly, Wayne Knight.
Oh, this is our
Darkest
Night.
The little aliens from Space Jam 1 are in it, right? And they're in the crowd, right? When the Goon Squad does well and slams and smashes and just blasts the Toon Squad, these little aliens go wild, cheering. And when the Looney Tunes start to win the basketball game, these little aliens who were the Monstars in Space Jam 1 get sad and disappointed.
No, that's bullshit. Even that's not canon.
That's not canon. At the end of Space Jam 1, they like joined the Looney Tunes to live in Toontown and be silly aliens. And now you expect me to believe that they've turned against their fucking brothers?
No, they bet a lot
brothers?
Of money. They just bet a lot of money against, because they're like, we know that the Looney Tunes will win, right? So it's got to be long odds. And they put a lot of money on
the fucking Goon Squad? On the I Goon guess Squad. So
it's not about personal.
It made me so angry to like, no Michael Jordan, no Wayne Knight, whatever. Like, you can't get the folks, that's fine. But you got this wrong.
You undid you got this all wrong. The work.
You did all the work and this is wrong. They love the Looney Tunes.
Trav, I just dropped a still in there just to get you like really worked up.
Huh.
I just dropped a still in the
slot. Oh, shit.
Can you tell me who you see in this slot?
Oh,
this?
Shit. Just top of my head, there's the mask. He's wearing what appears to be some sort of referee shirt. We have
Yeah, mask is a referee.
We got Danny DeVito just poking his head over. There's the Joker. Yeah. There's that looks like I'm going to go with
Penguin, not the Joker. Penguin.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to say that's Agent J or Agent K.
No, it's one of the Matrix people.
No. Is it?
Yeah, it's okay. Like a pretend.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like a pretend one.
Yeah.
There's Mr. Freeze and a nun, I guess.
A nun from the X-rated film The Devils. That is,
and for some reason in the back, there's a woman who looks like June Cleaver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trav, just two other things that I needed to tell you real quick. I have a, actually like a...
And a Hamburglar?
The ham... What?
Look over the mask.
That one. That's great, Trav. That's great. I'm going to play a quick audio clip for you for this one, or else you won't believe me.
Very literal with you.
That's Taz.
We're done running tests on your badger thing. It turns out his condition is irreversible.
I'll never erase what I saw from my brain.
He's your problem now, dum-dum.
Yes.
Rick and Morty?
In it.
They're in it.
They're in it.
They are explicitly not Looney Tunes.
They're not Looney Tunes. They're regular tunes. Can I tell you one of
that? Can I tell you, of all the things you've said to me today, nothing is more offensive to me than the inclusion of...
Huge Rick and Morty head.
No, just the idea of like, okay, you're going to include like real people in it. Okay, great. A crossover. That's great. But then also just like, here's other cartoons. This isn't fucking Who Framed
you
Roger Rabbit.
Travis, should not see this fucking film.
Hey, Trav, don't watch this.
You're
flick
not
because
ready
they go
for
to
this
some
one.
Different places in
oh,
this one.
Man, what are the rules?
There's no rules. Justin, what's your last thing? Because I got one last thing too that I think is going to be the.
See, I feel like mine is.
All right, let's hear it. This is it, Travis. This is for all the marbles.
This is for all the marbles. Griff, let's say them at the same time. I want to say 3, 2, 1, and then we both say it, okay?
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Bugs Bunny dies at the end.
Hey, Trav.
Yeah. Hey, Trav.
Bugs Bunny dies at the end. At the end of this one, Bugs Bunny dies.
How? In order to win the game, what? They got to do a special basketball move that will freeze the simulation and kill whoever does it. And LeBron James is like, I'm going to do it for my son. But then Bugs steals the ball and does it and dies. And Travis, for the extra bonus points, Bugs Bunny's last words before he passes from the mortal coil are...
What's down, Doc? I don't know.
That's pretty good.
That's so funny.
That's all, folks.
That's touching. Oh, God.
What's down, Doc, is actually extremely, extremely choice.
Well, he's afraid of going to hell. So he's asking, like, what's down there? You know what I mean?
I don't care to die, but it'll be... Hey, I don't care to die, but I don't want to burn
it's
in hell.
It's the not knowing, really.
So that is...
And then what? You can't just say Bugs dies. I'm not going to watch this
Bugs
fucking
dies.
Flick.
We can't spoil everything. Bugs dies.
And then he prays to be taken up into...
I'll go ahead, because who cares? Just later, he's there, and LeBron James is like, you died. And Bugs Bunny's like, no, I didn't. Don't be stupid.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said, LeBron James.
You fucking idiot. Anyway, I'm going to sleep at your home. Okay. End of film. And honestly, folks, you probably should still watch it.
It's good. It's great.
It's supremely amazing. Huh. It's amazing.
I do actually want to watch it more.
My
now,
kids dude. Were kind of like idly watching at it. And I'm like standing on my couch, ripping my shirt in half every 5 seconds because it's so utterly unhinged. It's not a movie.
No.
In the strictest sense. But it's a heck of a thing. Hey, this is an advice show. Obvs.
If you're about to tweet at any of us that we spent too long talking about Space Jam: A New Legacy.
Or not long enough. And if you're about to tweet that you're mad about spoilers or whatever.
Well, that you can be mad about. But if you're about to say we talked about it too much, I encourage you to go listen to another podcast. Because this is who we are. You had to know what you were jacking into at this point. After 11 years.
This is an advice show, obviously, so I wanted to give some advice to people. The position of mayor in my very small town is mostly symbolic, but would look great on a resume. I have enough friends to get the votes next election, but here's the tricky part. The current mayor owns the record store I go hang out at almost every weekend. How do I unseat him without severing the relationship we have? That's from new mayor in New York.
I mean, you want to unseat Bill de Blasio. You think you have enough friends to secure that?
Also, another weird thing. Bill de Blasio owns a record store.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah. He loves that stuff.
They may mean New York State.
Maybe.
That is actually, makes wicked more sense. Actually, yeah.
Makes a lot more sense.
That might be possible.
There doesn't have to be hard feelings. Former Huntington Mayor Gene Dean passed away this week. I'm sure you all saw the sad news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gene Dean passed away this week. And Steve Williams, current Mayor Steve Williams, put up a very nice tribute to her because she absolutely thumped his ass the first time they ran against each other. Beat him
shitless.
Senseless. I hope he's listening to this because they really, Gene Dean beat the shit out of Steve Williams. And when she passed, and he said that a few years later, he saw her and he had like focused on some other stuff after he got beat and it had gone well for him. And he thanked her because if she hadn't beaten him so soundly, he wouldn't have been focusing on the stuff like business-wise that he wanted to focus on. So it all works. I mean, we all have different paths.
Sure.
If your path is to be the mayor and his path is to be unseated by you, it might work out for everybody in the end. Steve and Gene had a great relationship until her passing. You could have that relationship just because you have different paths that happen to intersect.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And maybe he doesn't want a mayor anymore. You know,
maybe he doesn't want to be the mayor.
He has a record shop that sounds like kicks ass, right?
Yeah.
And you're asking me, Travis McElroy, would I rather deal with the day-to-day stresses of running a city or hang out at my super cool record store?
Yeah.
Pretty obvious to me.
I think another sort of tact for this is you go to the mayor and say, you got to be the mayor. I think it would be cool to be the mayor, so it's my turn.
I would like a turn at mayor, please. Walk up to him and symbolically, like, reach up, right, empty hands, reach up to his head and say, heavy is the head, my friend. I'll take it from here.
Please let me take the crown.
And so you're going to, hey, this one's on me.
You look so tired.
You look so tired. You look like shit. I'll take over.
Shit.
This job is killing you.
Hey,
I'm going to save your life.
You've aged 40 years in the last two, my friend. Let me take over from here.
Can we talk about a town that's so small you could just decide to be the mayor, but can support a record store? It's a front for pot.
Well, yeah.
Which
it's a record store.
It's a record. Well, yeah. Fair enough.
I think that when we all really think about it, if we all look in our heart of hearts, right? I would say 99% of people who want to be the mayor want to be the mayor so they can say they're the mayor. Not because of the hard work, not because of the change that one can implement. No. It's the name. So why not just say like, hey, I'll be the mayor and you can be my vice mayor.
Yep.
You can do the work and I'll be the mayor.
I want to challenge something. I want to challenge the idea that being the mayor would look great on a resume because it does raise a central question.
Mm.
If you're the mayor, yep. and then you apply for a job.
Yep.
First problem. If you apply for a job while you are the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
Doesn't look
not
good.
Not great.
Nope.
Not great. Second, if you apply for a job after you're the mayor, why aren't you the mayor no more?
Yep.
What happened?
Hey, what happened? Why aren't you the mayor no more?
Also, if you were a mayor and now you're applying to work at Books a Million or whatever, like, that seems to still, why'd you get out of politics? What happened? Was there a scandal? I'm going to assume scandal.
Definitely a scandal. For sure a scandal.
There are very few, no matter where you look, especially in American politics, I guarantee that there are very few politicians who reach any kind of like high ranking level and then go, now I'm going to go apply for jobs afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always something stinky in there, isn't there? There's always a little skeleton in the closet.
In the old mayor closet. Unless you're doing it, unless you're only applying for jobs in the town that you were mayor of. That feels good. Like, I could see that working out.
Man, it'd be cool to be the mayor.
And then if you apply somewhere else and they're like, hey, why aren't you the mayor anymore? You can just say like, oh, my turn was done.
My turn was done. See, that's what I'm saying. Let's break the stigma of losing at politics by just saying like everyone gets a turn.
Like term you limits think, is what you mean. I'm in favor of those as like, well, Griffin.
But like monthly.
Oh,
yeah, like get in there for a month and like get wild on it. And I think this would break a lot of the gridlock, huh? If everybody's like, we got a fucking month, right? Let's get it done.
Then there would reach a point, though, Griffin, where, and I don't know how long it would take before, like, okay, we need somebody to do this now. Anybody? Are we out of people who want to do it? Are we going to start back at the beginning of the list? Oh, man.
Hey, do you all want to approach the wizard?
And yeah, please. Let me humble myself real quick.
Yeah, humble yourself.
I'm actually going to make myself big so I can scare him.
Oh, okay. Travis, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
It's too late. I'm doing it.
Oh, damn it, Travis.
Okay, I'm going to roll.
He turned you 20. Into a sweet potato.
I love sweet potatoes.
Well, this one was sent in by fucking Graham Roebuck. Thank you, Graham Roebuck. Just a platform agnostic treasure hunter. Yeah.
It's like if a Formula One racer comes and races at NASCAR. Like the hit film Talladega Nights.
Exactly like that. So what we're looking at here is a, this one's not peer reviewed.
Oh.
I know that's important to some people.
Risqué.
But it is called How to Live in a Haunted House. You just moved in and now you have really bad feelings about the place. Chances are the place could be haunted. I mean, it could be
anything.
Termites.
Yeah, but anything
wood.
Could be haunted.
Yeah. You may be frightened, but don't be. Reading this article can help you cope with the ghost presence. Writing an awfully big check here at the top of the thing. So, very first thing, guys. Very first thing. That is, if you don't do this thing, don't even think about living in a haunted house.
Okay.
You got to take a well-built guard dog like German Shepherd with you into the house.
What the fuck is that going to do?
The reason dogs easily detect the presence of spirits. It will be daring to you also with the dog. Awesome.
Yeah, but that's going to work once. Maybe.
You think?
The dog barks and the ghost goes, whoa, and then goes, oh, wait, I'm a fucking ghost.
I'm a ghost. What are you going to do?
Why
does it have to be a well-built guard dog like German Shepherd when all it needs to do is, it's not going to eat the ghost. It's not going to get into a scuffle. Do you know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah.
Remind yourself before you move anything into the house, walk through the entire place. Doing this will give the ghost, and then in parentheses S, in case there's multiple ghosts, a chance to scope you out and accept your presence in their home. So just before you move anything into the house, you got to do a quick walkthrough so the ghosts get acclimated to your presence, but do have an enormous fucking gnarly dog in there with you that the ghost will feel afraid of. And then they'll know what it's like. To feel that fear.
Well, that's assuming that the dog is acclimated to ghosts too, right?
Ghosts aren't scared of any of this.
Yeah.
Nothing could scare a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know why the first move is intimidate the ghost when it should be like, listen, you're going to need to get that ghost on your side. Toot sweet.
Yeah. Well, beg the ghost's forgiveness. Beg your pardon, ghost.
Yeah, so offer sorry. To get like a good cable package or something for the ghost. Do stuff for the ghost that the ghost can't do for themselves. I'll open
That's
the blinds so you can see outside or something.
Right. I will open this box of Cheez-Its for you so you can have the Cheez-Its within. I know you have trouble with the box.
I'll put in some scented candle. Can you smell? Because is that a thing ghosts can still do? I don't know. We're still getting to know each other.
Ask the dog. The dog knows. Remember, before moving all your stuff into the place, move as few items as possible. This will avoid riling the ghosts to the changes going on in the transition from former occupants.
Why not just ask? Hey, can I put the couch here?
Where'd that couch come from? I hate this.
If I could put the couch here, it's going to get less glare on the television that I bought for us. For us, ghosts.
So this is a boiling the frog sort of like strategy for moving into a ghost house, is if you go slow enough, the ghost won't even notice that you're a different person. Ghosts are also very inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, while moving furniture or other objects in, be alert for any feelings you may have about where an item should be placed. If you can make a ghost happy by placing a chair in a particular place, it could save you lots of trouble later on. Yeah, put it in the middle of the kitchen. This is a sofa. Middle of the kitchen! Boo!
It makes me happy.
That makes me happy. Refrigerator, backyard. But what? Boo!
Okay.
I want
bark,
it.
Bark, 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 bark.
Oh, man. Is the ghost pissed off? Yep. Where does it want it?
Put the oven in your bedroom.
I
agree with him.
What?
I agree. The ghost wants it. Boo.
Why did you say boo? You're the dog.
Are you guys on the same side now?
Oh, no. I've been infected. You can't get infected. Mm. No, I got it. I got ghost disease.
Oh, man.
Man, try to relate to the ghost by talking about what life might have been like in the house if it is an old house, and try to do something former residents would have done in the house while they lived there, like eating some meals in a formal dining room or listening to period music from the town that time the house was built.
Awesome. There's no way the ghost wants that.
When was this house built? Looks like 1993.
This is how we do it.
This is my jam. Boo!
This is how we do it.
Try to talk about some big events that would have happened while past owners would have been living there. For example, on October 29th of a year, try to talk about how past residents would have felt about the stock market crash and the beginning of the Great Depression if the house is old enough.
No.
You're bumming me up.
Please.
Tell me what's going on with the Kardashians.
It's so close to Halloween. That's like my jam. But the Great Depression.
Yeah, it sucks though.
Stop it.
I don't want to think of it. Do you want to think about when your fish died? It sucks.
Come on, man.
Move on. I should move on too. Oh, no.
Avoid the area the ghost is in if they are in a particular place. Try using the room as a storage area and leave the ghost alone.
So do you want me to fucking have dinner with it and play fucking This Is How We Do It and talk about the Great Depression? Or do you want me to like chill on it and leave them to wither and rot?
You could also just like not walk through it. It's not like... That's a lot of these are just good rules for having a roommate. Don't sit on your roommate. Ask your roommate where to put the furniture. Talk to your roommate about what they like.
Try to spend a night in the place. Some ghosts try to communicate with the living through dreams. Allowing the ghost to get its message to the living may put an end to the haunting and send the ghost on its way. Well, I'm going to sleep in my house.
Yeah.
So this one's gonna get done no matter what. Are you sure I should try the other shit before this one?
Thank you for sleeping here. My message is, there's a carbon monoxide leak!
Accept the ghost. This may be difficult for some to do. Most ghosts will leave you alone if you acknowledge their presence.
Hey, ghost.
Accept the ghost. Leave them alone. Have dinner with them. Dream ghost, about them, but don't talk to them.
I love you.
Don't you do this to me, man! I love you. Don't say it if you don't mean it!
You heard me.
Yeah.
Fucking love you.
Talk to the ghost. Let it know it's welcome to stay if it leaves you and your family alone. But remember, if the ghost does something scary, let it know you are upset and that if such behavior continues, it will not be tolerated.
Okay.
Some ghosts.
Okay, fucking tough guy. Back that up. Hey, back that up, shithead.
This has shifted from what to do if you have a roommate to what to do if you move into a house and there's a big scary dog there.
Yeah.
Hey, you just stay over there and I'll stay over here. No, don't growl at my kid.
Or else what? We'll move.
I'll kick your ass? Probably not that, though.
I shouldn't.
Some ghosts can be persistently aggressive. Some ghosts can be persistently aggressive, and this behavior may prevent you from sleeping or enjoying your home life the way you deserve to. If this happens, never respond in anger. This will only add fuel to the fire. Focus on feeling love for these entities that probably haven't felt love in a very long time, if ever. Directing positive energy toward them can be surprisingly effective in stopping unwanted behavior. Okay, so that's the tip.
I need to get some sleep. Do you want to make out?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
I don't know why my ghost kind of sounds like Bane a little bit.
It does a lot.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back after this brief trip to the money zone.
Listen, Justin, you got to calm down, buddy. You're Andrew's through the roof, man. Unclench your jaw.
Quick, keep telling me about this while I definitely don't go pee.
Okay.
It's a shame because Justin could really benefit from the application in question.
Well, that's why it takes him sometimes like 40, 50 minutes to pee because he's got to relax all his muscles and take a deep breath. He could be gone for a while now. That's why Calm is so great, because Calm is the number one mental wellness app to give you tools to improve the way you feel and to help you pee faster. Now, they don't say that, and I might get in trouble for saying it. Clear your head with guided daily meditation.
It hasn't been proven to make you pee slower.
Yes, exactly. Improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. I'm a big fan of Calm. I've been doing meditations for a while. I got what the scientists call the ADHD, and being able to get my focus right, get my mind in order to start the day and to end the day is something I literally don't think I could live without. So for listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/mybrother. Go to calm.com/mybrother for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/mybrother.
Hey, we also got stamps.com on the docket today. You know, stamps.com. It's the one you use to print out postage, U.S. Postal and UPS shipping services, just right at your computer. It's summertime. It's time for us to reconnect, maybe not face-to-face yet, but letter-to-letter, pen pals, frickin' care packages, frickin' postcards, love letters, ransom notes. Not that, no. But like cute ransom notes.
Yeah, like I've stolen your heart.
I've stolen your heart. If you want it back, you send 100,000 unmarked dollar bills. Anyway, you can print official U.S. postage and shipping labels 24/7 without having to leave your desk or buy any fancy equipment. All you need is your computer and just a regular old printer. They offer you deals you can't get anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code, MYBROTHER, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in MYBROTHER. That's stamps.com, promo code MYBROTHER, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Prepare yourself for the greatest pro wrestling podcast spectacular known as Tights and Fights. A back-dropping audio showcase that helps you understand the world of pro wrestling with a lot of love and no toxic masculinity. Featuring host Danielle Radford.
Time to kick butt and chew gum, and I'm all out of butts.
Lindsay Cal.
I'm a brutal Brit, and my fists were made to punch and hit.
And Hal Loblin.
I was doing the voiceover this whole time.
Hear us talk about pro wrestling's greatest triumphs and failures.
And make fun of its weekly absurdities.
On the Perfect Wrestling Podcast.
Tights and Fights. Every Saturday on Maximum Fun.
Justin, do you want to do the next question? Or?
Hey, fellas, did you hear the news?
Oh, boy.
Excuse me, fellas, did you hear the news?
What the fuck is this?
No, what news?
Justin McElroy's got a new bit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, here's a new, here. I got a paper all about it. Here you go, sir.
I'm not buying it.
I'll be a nickel.
No.
Okay.
Did you hear the news?
What's the news?
Justin's got
McElroy's got a new bit.
Okay.
Everyone's a classic.
Yeah, but you're kind of giving away the headline and then try to sell the newspaper. Is that?
What is the headline? Oh, read the story about the bit.
Okay. It says here, Justin's doing a bit. That's all it says.
Yeah.
Says Justin's doing
a big reveal coming up.
Says everyone likes the bit.
Everyone likes the bit.
The stock market's through the roof. Crypto's really taking off.
Well, that's perfect, because here comes the theme song. Crypt, host of the town.
Oh, boy. I was just guessing.
Crypt, host of the town.
Turn that frown upside down. It's the crypt toast of the town.
The what?
You ain't gonna need an actuary to know this news ain't deflationary. It's the crypt sound of the crypt toast of the town.
I still don't understand what
crypt toast of the
he's
town.
He's got a lot going on here, Griffin.
Yeah.
See, it's toast of the town and crypto.
Crypt toast of the town.
And Justin, please. And so he's combining them like a portmanteau, but bad.
Okay, but I don't know if he's taking us into a crypt.
I understand.
No, there's no crypt. There's no crypto.
Justin, please.
Like
I'm explaining it.
Oh,
this
I see.
Cryptocurrency thing, and he's going to eat toast, I think. Okay, Justin.
No,
okay,
cool. Toast isn't part of it.
Toast
is
definitely.
Idiom.
No, toast is definitely part of it.
Definitely
going to
be
the
part
name.
Of it, Juice. Yeah.
You said crypt toast of the town. Why would you say toast?
That's
welcome to crypt toast of the town. Where I tell you the latest in the world of cryptocurrency. Now, I do a serious Bitcoin analysis show on TikTok. This is not that. This is for fun.
Okay, yeah. Great. And then we talk okay. about toast?
Toast ain't part of it.
I'm pretty sure it
because,
is.
Because I don't know if you guys... what's your guys... I need to know your real world awareness of cryptocurrency.
Elon
fucking
Musk made
nothing.
Up some money.
Fucking nothing. Okay, good. Because here's this story is that do you guys know about altcoins?
No.
So altcoins are kind of like spinoffs of the good cryptocurrency, which in and of itself is kind of questionable.
Right.
Okay? It's cryptocurrency nights.
Yeah. So the celebrities, because it's tough to make these rise above the din, and it's like really it's momentum based, right? Like you remember what happened with Dogecoin?
Oh,
where everybody's
fuck.
Like, Doge, I love it. Let's get on board. Everybody, buy a bunch. And it's like, wow, this is really expensive. What's it for? Nothing. Okay. So they get celebrities to try to pump these up, right? So Logan Paul has been pushing one called Dink.
Huh?
Dink Doink.
No.
No, you need to say that again, bud.
It's called Dink Doink.
No.
Awesome.
That's a coin that Logan Paul is pushing. Dink Doink.
No, it's not. Justin.
It's a crypto meme. It's a meme coin. It's a meme coin called Dink Doink.
It's a meme right? coin called Dink Doink because nothing means nothing no more.
I didn't.
It's just a meme. It's just a meme coin called Dink Doink.
Cool.
And that's pretty impressive and that's exciting. But that's not the celebrity coin that we're worked up about this week on Cryptos of the Town. And I actually have the announcement here.
Oh, it's Boop. It's Boop Doop.
No, it's not Boop Doop. It's even better. I have the announcement here, okay? I've actually brought him into the studio. What a thrill this is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Stanley Nickel Token, better known as the Nickel Token, has officially launched on Uniswap and PocketSwap. Nickel is an ERC-20 token on the Ethereum blockchain, including deflationary and frictionless yield mechanics. Mm-hmm. This means you earn more tokens just by holding, and the supply is constantly decreasing, raising the value of the remaining tokens. Nickel is a utility token with a charitable basis, rewarding holders with future NFTs, memorabilia, collectibles, and additional.
So, none of that is words.
So here's the thing about it. You know Stanley from The Office and how everybody loves Stanley.
Yes. Yeah.
You remember the great
known
episode.
Known philanderer, Stanley.
You know the great episode with Shroot Bucks.
Yeah.
Everybody loves those. Stanley in that episode said, I got a Stanley Nickel. And someone saw that, and they thought, I'm going to do a real one
I'll do a
those.
Money on that.
I'm going to do a money all about that. So this is the Stanley Nickel is Leslie David Baker's cryptocurrency that you could tell from that he did create it himself, and he hand-coded it, obviously. And that's Stanley from The Office's money that he made up.
From the comedy TV show The Office.
Yeah, but he can buy it. Like, and you can buy it, and it's just out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Right. Can I tell you my problem with cryptocurrency, Justin?
You have a problem with cryptocurrency that doesn't seem possible.
It's all
okay.
upside, yeah. man.
No, here's what it is. It's very mechanical and practical, which is they invented currency, which is fine. That's how currency was invented in the first place. But then they also invented all the words and all of the mechanics to talk about. They couldn't at least have started from a place a vocabulary I can understand.
It's friction. It's frictionless.
It's frictionless.
What does that mean? Does that mean I can slide it across a table forever? Because otherwise, I don't know what the fuck it means.
It's imaginary. They won't actually.
It's not real.
It is charitable. Some of the profits from this go to the, the action fund, which is cool. He said in there, and I want to really zoom in on one part of this that proves that it's not made up and fake.
Good.
Cryptocurrency
I'm in the
real
weeds right now. I need help.
He's the part where he says that it is, it has yield mechanics.
Sure.
It's frictionless.
It's very yield.
Yeah, I got all that. I heard all that part.
You earn more tokens just by holding
now,
and the supply is constantly decreasing. So you earn... You earn more.
Oh, it's
by
holding it. Jet Li's the one, Justin.
And then the supply is decreasing. So I don't. That actually should make sense to you if you're in this.
Yeah, you start. So there's 100 circulating, right? And then they kill one person who holds one. So now the 99 people remaining have a little bit extra.
It.
And they just keep killing people one by one until eventually one person's token is worth 100.
It's worth all of them. And then they can go to a Subway sandwich restaurant and get a big sandwich for their fake office money.
Well, it's
from
six
the office
inch.
TV
six
show.
Inch is the best we can.
So I guess the reason I wanted to do this bit, which I don't think will be recurring, is the guy who played Stanley on The Office.
Uh huh.
Mm hmm.
Made a cryptocurrency.
And why haven't we?
About a scene he did on The Office one time called Stanley Nichols that you can buy and spend your money on. And is deflationary yield mechanics.
Obviously.
On the Ethereum blockchain, I hope.
I believe it's on the Ethereum blockchain. Okay. And guess what I'm saying is like, where do we go from here? Because the idea that the guy what played Stanley would do a cryptocurrency about Stanley Nichols is I feel like there is a lawsuit.
It's high on the list of things.
They kind of got ahead of us. Maybe a few episodes in the future, we'll do this bit.
Mm.
And they kind of stole it, the idea from us.
I would I have an idea, Justin. I think
you're right.
Everybody would be at Dink Doink. Stanley Nichols, Donkey Donk, Donkey Lips, whatever, everybody's doing cryptocurrency. Why don't we get this, classic currency. We're going to start printing money, and I've been doing blacksmithing, Justin, you've been doing woodworking. We can make our own coins and just declare that they are worth money, right?
Okay. Ooh, can I twist that up a little bit?
Yes, please.
Can I twist that up a little bit?
Yeah.
We print that money, right? But it looks nearly indiscernible from U.S. tender, from U.S. currency, dollars and cents. And if we get caught and people are like, are you forging money?
Nope.
Then we can say, no, this is Dink Doink.
This is classic currency, baby.
This looks like a fake $100 bill that you printed on an inkjet printer. That is black and white.
Yep.
And you say, that's how you know it's Dink Doink, baby.
Dink Doink 2.
This is Dink Doink 2. I'm not going to jail for you or anybody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hang in here with you.
Yeah.
I really am trying to hang in here with you. But just as I was about to move on to the next thing.
Oh, and I should also say, Dink Doink 2 is it's gold stamp, like it's backed by gold. You can turn Dink Doink 2 in anywhere for gold.
You gotta have it.
Just as I'm ready to move on to the next bit, I saw that screenshot I sent earlier. And I sent you a picture from a real movie about the Mask and Danny DeVito Penguin and Mr. Freeze and Agent Smith watching Don Cheadle watch LeBron James and Bugs Bunny play basketball. Uh-huh. And I don't know. It feels like a Photoshop that one of our fans made up about one of our great skits.
Right.
This is the same episode. What do we do? Things are outpacing us. Reality is outpacing us.
Can I tell you what's bothering me about this picture, Justin? If you look over, if you follow back Don Cheadle to Penguin to maybe Alexis Rose.
I don't know. I don't want to do jokes about a picture no one can see.
Yeah.
We'll post it.
Oh my God, that is Alexis from Schitt's Creek. This fucking movie! Anyway, so I'm kind of having a little bit of a crisis about this. I don't know what our contribution is to the culture at this point. At this point,
I'm not
classic
sure.
currency.
So we can kind of circle back around and get less weird.
Oh, you know yes. what? We'll start back at the beginning, baby. Trade economy. I'll give you one goat. You give me two bushels of grain.
Travis.
Did you just call me Charlie?
Did you just call
me? Yeah, that should give you a secret hint to the tone that's approaching. We have never really been a sort of currency-focused enterprise. I don't know why we need to circle back around Earth on the currency front. I'm talking like in the currency of ideas, the original currency.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe
we need to get less weird, right? Like we need to somehow like become the McNeil Air News Hour.
Oh, you're saying everyone else is getting so weird that it's like maybe the new thing.
Maybe the new thing that we could do is be like, now we do Fresh Air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, we've already got movie reviews you can use.
Delete the first 12 minutes of this episode then, okay. where we talk enthusiastically about Space Jam 2. And in fact, let's just try. Actually, this is great. This is a great way to end the show.
Okay.
Let's try the intro again, but talk about Space Jam 2. Like we're not excited about
it. Okay.
Yeah, gotta go. Yeah, we can do that. Okay.
Bring us in, Justin. Bring us in.
Hi, and welcome to... the name of the show is the same, right?
You can make it like Brother Talking Brother.
Brother Zone.
Brother no, Zone sounds Zone, like a good show. Yeah, Terry Gross's next show is called Brother Zone.
Yeah. Fresh Brother Air.
Fresh Brother Air. Okay. No, I'll figure it out. It doesn't matter.
A touch of brother.
Meeting of the minds.
Really so bad at this.
Meeting of the great master.
You're trying to get clever and it needs to be like more boring.
Yeah, you're right. Pod chat.
Podcast. Hey, okay. Yeah. Hello and welcome to the podcast chat show. A show hosted by me, Justin McElroy, and my two brothers, Travis and Griffin. On today's episode, what are we going to be discussing, Griffin McElroy?
Today, we'll be discussing the disgracefully zany major motion picture, Space Jam 2, Space Jam A New Legacy.
Now, Travis, they've been trying to get this one made for quite some time. Is that right? Some stops and starts?
Yes, it's been in the works for about 25 years now. And I think it shows because it really reflects the mentality of the geopolitical culture that existed back in 1996 when it was conceived. And I don't think that it accurately reflects the current culture of the time.
I need to step in here and say at one point in the film, an old, let's say, nemesis to civility reared his head. And I am talking about Austin Powers.
No.
And when he arrived on the scene, I started to throw up because of how absolutely wild and unexpected. This is a children's film about a rabbit who can dunk a basketball. And Austin Powers' arrival on the scene, talking about his genitals and how much he loves to fornicate. No. It made me barf up the plane.
It's getting weird now.
It made me barf up the weird. It made me barf up the plain soup I ate.
Now,
earlier.
As you both know, I do not allow my children to watch movies, let alone consume any form of media, and I never will, no matter how old they become. But the idea that somewhere down the line they might be talking to a human being who has seen this movie and they would recount this scene in which Austin Powers discusses his genitals, it makes me vomit. The 1,000 oyster crackers I consumed this morning on a dare.
I also ate 1,000 oyster crackers this morning, but they were unsalted.
Of course.
I ate a picture of 1,000 oyster crackers that was tasteless and odorless, but that's what my doctor told me to do for my various conditions.
How big was the picture? Did you find it filling? It was a delicious picture. I didn't appreciate when Austin Powers appeared in the screen. My children obviously have no frame of reference for him in any of his antics. And they, of course, asked me who he was.
Oh, Justin, I'm so sorry.
Of course they would, though, if you're the makers of this film. You have to expect that. I then had to explain to my children about the British sex fiend, Austin Powers, and how he was basically a British man who was also had the soul of Shrek
in him. It was confusing for my child as well.
It is upsetting to me that they had the opportunity to include Shrek in this film.
We all love.
Oh, yes, of course.
Shrek is good.
He's the modern Hamlet. But
that thing you just said, that was weird, and I think you misspoke, and you should try to say a normal thing.
Oh, you're right.
Say a normal thing, please.
Of course, the universal worldwide sex symbol, Shrek, whom we all love.
Again, the thing you've said.
Just want to lick his tummy.
No? Okay, let me try one more time.
No more fun, please. Okay,
please, no more. You got it.
The Republican icon, Shrek.
This has been my brother. Thank you so much for listening to it.
After the break, Dink Doink, we hate it.
Thanks for listening. We hope you have enjoyed yourself. We have some stuff. If you want to buy stuff about our show, we don't have any fake money or cryptocurrency, but we do have a beautiful Adventure Zone mug.
There's a sticker. This mug is its own cryptocurrency, and it's worth however many dollars.
One mug. Yes.
And for one mug, you can drink as much out of it as you wish.
And we've still got, guys, here's the thing. It's now our 11th anniversary, and we still got these plates.
Oh, boy.
So, boy, if you could buy a few plates.
Wow, that would be cool.
It would be so cool because it's so embarrassing, but we can't stop selling them. Because we made so many. Thank you. Thank you for your support in advance.
Also, speaking of support, the latest Adventure Zone graphic novel, Crystal Kingdom, is out now. If you haven't gotten it, you can go to a bookstore if you're in an area where that is safe. Or you can order it on theadventurezonecomic.com.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's gonna win 10 Grammys this year, so get on the train early because it's coming. Oh, do you hear that sound? Chugga 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 chugga. It's coming. The song is. And be excited for that.
Cool.
I will. That's gonna do it for us. Griffin, do you have a final Yahoo to send us out on?
Yeah, this one was sent in by Homer Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Who sent it in, and the question is asked by Palmer Lucky, not him. And it's asked by Yahoo Answers user Mavis Beacon. It's asked by Mavis Beacon, and Mavis Beacon asks, I invented a cool new keyboard that has only 10 keys on it. I am typing this on my 10-key keyboard. Do you want one? They are $7.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad, score on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.